Thursday's walkout was organized by the Alaska Association of Student Government and was timed with similar protests in schools across the state from Ketchikan to Bethel. Tessa Davis is a freshman at Kodiak High School and helped organize the local protest.
So for here in Kodiak, we just need a funding increase. We have a really great school. We have really great programs offered here. When I moved here, I was like, wow, there's so much stuff going on in Kodiak, but now we're seeing that stuff go away because our school district can't afford it.
The students left class at 11 a.m. The protest lasted for about 40 minutes to recognize the 40 votes the legislature needed to overturn Governor Dunleavy's veto. The overturn vote failed by one vote last month, and school districts lost out on what would have been a $680 increase to the base student allocation, or how much the state funds schools by student count. The last significant increase to the BSA was in 2017. Aiden Johnson is a junior at the high school. He says electives are a major reason why kids go to school, and he's concerned how fewer staff from budget cuts could affect student engagement.
There's kids always coming in with these little sheets that say, you have 15 absences, you need to go to the office. It's very widespread, and cutting down classes kids love is just going to up that scale.
The Kodiak Island Borough School District has had to slash its budget by millions in recent years, in part to account for rising costs from inflation. In response, the district's Board of Education has discussed cutting several administrative positions and even teachers in both core classes and electives. School officials have also expressed frustration over the legislature's failure to increase education funding. In response to the walkouts, Dunleavy's communications director, Jeff Turner, said in an email the governor encourages Alaskans to, quote, exercise their First Amendment rights. However, he ended the email by defending the education bill veto, citing support for charter schools instead. In Kodiak, the school district sent staff to patrol campus grounds during the walkout, including Superintendent Cindy Micka.
We can't either support or encourage or not encourage anything that has to do with political action with students. It's against board policy. So while we don't condone a walkout, especially if it happens during school hours, my number one concern as the superintendent is always going to be the safety of the students.
The superintendent's office did, however, send an email to parents saying that students who leave class will be marked with an unexcused absence and may face consequences like detention. Micka says she hopes the students can learn something even though they're missing instruction time.
It's a lesson in civics for our students that they have the right to peacefully assemble and protest.
Most of the students return to the high school by the afternoon. In front of Kodiak High School, I'm Brian Venmo.